Do you have that tug, the one that whispers, I want something of my own? Maybe it hits you while you're scrolling Instagram at night, seeing other moms turn ideas into action, or maybe you've got a million ideas and zero clue where to start. Either way, if the idea of starting a side hustle feels exciting but also completely overwhelming, this episode is for you, because today we're going to talk about how to create something real without burning out, spiraling in indecision, or needing a whole weekend to make progress. This is for the moms building something in the pockets of their day. Welcome to Mom's Guide to Finding Herself, where we share stories of side hustles and surviving while parenting young children. I'm your host, Chrissy Bold. Let's make motherhood less lonely and help you find joy in being you again. Let me tell you a story. Once upon a time, I was laying in bed with the lights off, the baby monitor buzzing, my phone screen dimmed. My body was toast, but my brain was buzzing. I was doing the classic mom scroll, you know the one, half decompressing, half spiraling. And this is what I saw, post after post of moms doing really cool things. One had just launched a digital planner. Another had opened an Etsy shop for sensory kits. Someone else was running a book club with paid memberships. And I thought, where do they get these ideas? Then I immediately thought, I wish I had one. And 2 seconds after that, I thought, well, actually, I have like five, but I don't know which one is good or where to start or if I'm even allowed to care about this right now when I haven't even washed my hair in 3 days. And then I opened my notes app and typed side hustle ideas and stared at it. Nothing. Closed it again. I went to sleep feeling that familiar mix of inspiration, but stuck. That's the feeling I want to talk about today, because moms are out here trying to create in the middle of chaos, but we need a better way. So let's talk about that bedtime scroll in the invisible spiral. You know the one I'm talking about, right? You see the moms doing their things, creating, launching, selling, sharing, and you think, I could do something like that. But 2 seconds later, you are tangled up in your own head. Either you feel like you have no ideas, or you have too many ideas and they all feel half-baked or too big or too vague. So you talk to your friend, you pitch the idea, they smile politely. Maybe they say, that's cool, but they don't get it. Not the way you are hoping they will, because they're not up at 1 a.m. wondering if they're wasting their creative potential like you are right now. And honestly, there's only so many times you can talk about your maybe side hustle before you start to feel like a broken record. You've probably tried a few things already. Things like saving that 12 easy side hustle blog post or downloading a course that's just sitting in your inbox gathering dust. And maybe you've asked ChatGPT what you could do, but you got a wall of vague suggestions that you didn't know how to apply. None of it worked because none of it was designed for a mom in this season of life. It's hard. You're not failing. You're trying to hustle in a world that expects you to have uninterrupted time, a full night's sleep, the ability to think straight for more than 6 minutes at a time. That's not your reality. Your reality is you are building something in the margins, in the nap windows or the evening hours or the random bursts of time between snack prep and the sibling fights. You can't use the old hustle playbook anymore. We need something that fits our actual lives. So that night where I was laying in bed scrolling and spiraling, that was a few years ago, but I didn't stay stuck there. I started trying things. I launched a kids' activity business. I created coloring books and listed them on Etsy and sold them at coffee shops. I built this podcast. Every single thing I've tried has helped me reconnect with parts of myself that I had lost. And honestly, I'm really proud of all of them. But here's what you don't see in my highlight reel. Every time I've started something new, it's felt like I was rebuilding from zero. There's no roadmap. There's no repeatable process. There's just me, a new idea, and the question, okay, now what? It was so exhausting. I didn't want to keep spending my limited energy reinventing the wheel. I wanted something that I could help me start smarter. So I challenged myself. What if I could create a simple, repeatable system? Something that I could use every time I have a new idea, whether I have a full nap window, which I don't anymore, or just 15 minutes while the kids are playing quietly, or semi-quietly, let's be honest. That's when I launched my 30-day 15-minute-a-day challenge, one tiny action per day. No perfection, just steady progress. And during that challenge, the idea hit me. This system shouldn't just live in my notebook or in my head. I could actually build a tool, something that I wish I had back when I started every one of those projects. So I started building it as part of that challenge. So you've heard my story and where I've been and what I started creating, but maybe you're listening right now thinking, okay, but I want to start something too. How do I begin without burning out? So here's what I have to say to you. Start with these three steps. One, choose something small, not perfect. Don't look for your forever business. Just pick one idea that lights a tiny spark, something you're curious about, something you'd enjoy learning more about. You can pivot later. You are not locked in. Number two, break it into micro tasks. This is key. Don't just write, start a blog or make an Etsy shop. That's not a task. That's a whole project. Break it down into 15-minute actions. Write your bio. Write your bio. Pick a font. Make one product title. Keep it small so you can build real momentum. Number three, track what works for your real life. Notice when and how you actually get things done. Is it 10 minutes after bedtime? Is it during screen time? Can you voice note ideas while folding laundry? Build your workflow around your actual rhythms, not some idealized version of productivity. Now, if you're sitting there like I was and you want something to help you think through your idea or organize your thoughts and give you structure, that's what I created in my challenge. I created the Naptime Business Coach GPT. I built it because I needed it. I designed this to sound like me. It's like having me in your pocket. It helps you brainstorm, prioritize, and build an idea in a way that fits the life you actually have. I built it specifically for moms in this season. If you're someone who gets stuck in your head or overwhelmed by all the steps, it might be the thing that keeps you moving. It helps you come up with an idea, clarify your idea, pressure test it against your real life to see if it will actually fit in what you have available, and then build a realistic plan. And you can talk to it any time of day. But even if you don't use that tool, the strategy still stands. Start small, keep it simple, honor your bandwidth, or like the three modules I have in the GPT, match your season, outline your plan, make it happen. A nice little mom acronym. Don't you like that? That's how we build without burning. So if you're sitting there still spinning, here's what I would do. If you're feeling stuck, like maybe you've tried all of this or you just need to talk things out with someone who gets it, here's what I would suggest. Phone a friend, but pick the right one. Don't go to the friend who gives you the polite, "That's cute" feedback. Talk to the one who's walked through reinvention, the one who will ask follow-up questions and push you gently out of your own head. Write down your energy patterns. For 1 week, jot down when you feel mentally clear and when you feel fried. Don't plan your business around your ideal self. Plan it around your real self, your real day, your real life. That clarity alone can change everything for you. Ask, what does success look like right now? Not in 5 years, not for someone else, for you. Maybe it's finishing something. Maybe it's making $200 a month. Maybe it's just proving to yourself that you still can. And yes, if you want someone to walk alongside you and co-create a plan with you, that's where working one-on-one with me can come in. It's a space to say things out loud, to clarify, and to build something that fits your life instead of fighting against it. Whether you use a tool, or journal it out, or talk to someone who gets this tension, the point is, don't stay spinning alone. You don't have to wait until the kids are older or until you feel perfectly ready. You just need to start where you are with what you have. If this episode has made you feel seen, send it to a friend who's been stuck in that idea spiral too. If you haven't yet, follow the show. Leave a review, hit those stars. It helps more moms find their way back to themselves one episode at a time. In the next episode, we're talking about something I know so many of us are wrestling with, what it means to dream again after becoming a mom. If fear has gotten louder than your hopes, if your ambition feels buried under laundry piles and nap schedules, we're going to talk about how to shift that, how to start dreaming again, not by going back to who you were, but by becoming someone even more grounded and bold. Until then, take a moment for yourself and remember, you are an amazing mom, just as you are.